going to a different type of field surface this weekend with a fast track and that type of thing. I mean, as a wide receiver, does that play to your advantage? Is it something you're looking forward to?
Of course. Anytime you get a chance to, you know, play on turf and play on a fast track and be able to, you know, run your routes and not worry about weather or, you know, slippery conditions or anything like that, it's always a plus, especially for receivers. Yeah, it just says a lot about his character and about how much he loves the game, man, to just get up you know, keep plugging away no matter how hard it may be or no matter how much they're getting to him. He just kept up and got up every single time and just kept his head in the game. And that was huge for us, man. He's our leader. You know, he's the one that has to keep his head in the game in order for us to. So it just said a lot about him and about how much he just has love for us and the organization and the teammates. And you know, I respect the guy a ton for it. Yeah, it changes my confidence a lot. It just, you know, makes me understand that no matter what happens, no matter how many times they get to him, he's going to get up and he's going to keep plugging away. He's going to move on to the next play and he's going to act like, you know, it never happened. So it definitely increases my confidence in him, which my confidence was already sky high throughout this season. But, you know, going into the playoffs and into a new, you know, a new season has definitely increased my confidence of him by a lot. Yeah, one of our trainers gave me a pound today, and he had the ring on. And I was like, man, I can't even pound you because like the ring is just so big. It'll be cool to get one of my own. You know, coming up, God willing.
Has it hit you how rare of a story you are? I mean, going from someone who people didn't know about much to playing for a Super Bowl and everything in between.
Yeah, it's starting to hit me a little bit now. It's starting to hit me that you know, once I spoke to my friend Mike Adams. He's out of Patterson. He plays for the Cleveland Browns, and I speak to him all the time. And he told me, man, I've played this game about 11 years now, and I haven't even made it to the postseason. So I'm like, man, you know, that really says a lot of how fortunate I am just to be here. And, you know, for a guy like that who's paid his dues in this league and hasn't even made it to the postseason, it's definitely tough, man. It shows you how tough this league is and how hard it is to win each and every week. So I'm just a fortunate guy, and you know, it's really starting to sink in of how rare my story is and how far I've come. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I remember, you know, warming up before the game and being, you know, really, really nervous and having a lot of butterflies. And you know, I was a rook then, so I had to wait till the second half to get in the game. And it was just anxiety, and I'm just waiting patiently, and it's just a lot of thoughts are running through my head. And I just wanted to get out there. And once I got out there, I just let myself go and let myself play the game. And I think You know, playing in that game really taught me a lot about the league and taught me a lot about, you know, about myself. And it was just an important game for me, man, especially my family being there. And it was just one of those feelings, one of those games I'll never forget.
Victor, Akeem Nicks did not play in the first matchup this year against the Patriots. How much of a difference do you think that'll make in this game, especially for you?
I think it'll make a big difference. You know, his assets and his ability was definitely missed in that game, and just having him out there, his presence alone is going to cause some attention by the defense, and you know, having that, all the receivers healthy is going to cause a lot of attention either way. So we'll see how they play us. It's going to be you know, an interesting ordeal to see how they come out against us, and we'll see how it goes.
Having never been this far before as a professional, how are you dealing with this first week, this bye week, so to speak? We've heard how Eli has already addressed you guys about making it a regular week.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm just taking it day by day, taking it, you know, one practice, one meeting at a time, and just making sure I'm ready for whatever comes up, whatever the upcoming meeting or the upcoming arrangement is. I'm ready for it, and I'm make sure I'm getting as much sleep as possible, and you know, just being prepared for whatever comes my way.
You know, not that you always say they envision the highest for themselves, but you know, coming out of UMass, could you have sold yourself on this story about yourself?
Nah, man, not initially. You know, just every step of the way, man, I tried to just play my hardest, man. And whatever opportunity came my way, I just tried to take advantage of it. And I understood that, you know, opportunities were going to come few and far between. And when that small window opens, you know, of opportunity that opens for me, I got to jump right through it and make sure I seize that moment and seize the opportunity. And, you know, thank God I have.
There are a lot of points that can be considered turning points. But do you remember sitting in the dean's office that was talking to Mark Williams?
Yeah, that was kind of an eye-opening conversation for me, and she just held me accountable. She held me accountable for everything I was doing, all my faults, all my rights and wrongs, and that was the moment where I realized, you know, I had to turn into a man. I was about a sophomore, junior in college, and that's when I needed to, you know, really look at myself in the mirror and understand that I'm a man now. My mother can't come and be there with me and be my voice anymore. I had to really speak up and speak for myself. So that's when that was kind of one of the turning points in my life, when I had to kind of turn the leaf and become a man.
Victor, is somebody who plays the slot and just like Welker does, and he's undrafted just like you. I mean, I'm curious if, especially once you started playing the slot more regularly, is he a guy that you tried to emulate at all? Did you watch film of him, or were there things about him that you like or try to take from him?
Yeah, there's a little bit of stuff that he does very well. Obviously, he catches the ball very well. His routes, he's really quick in and out of his routes, and that's something I try to imitate and while I'm out there, and try to be as quick as possible in and out of routes, because moving laterally is something I do well, and he's been exceptional at that for years. So I watched a little bit of film on him, and I know how good he is, and I know that, I try to steal a few things from his repertoire.
I mean, you looked at him.
It's amazing, man. Guys just recognized me in the streets. I went to Patterson Catholic the other day. Well, what used to be Patterson Catholic, and there was just kids just going up to the windows and disregarding their teachers, which wasn't always the right thing to do. But they were just yelling, and they recognized me, and they just loved me. And it was just, I get goosebumps every time a kid recognizes me or comes up and asks me for my autograph, because it's just, it really shows how far I've come and how much these kids really, really look up to their hometown athletes and their hometown heroes. And I'm just glad I could be a guy that they can look up to and look at as a role model. And I understand that, and I like to, carry that burden and be a guy that does a lot of positive things and always comes back, because that's the biggest thing for me, is always coming back and not being a guy that you never see anymore, and just being a guy that comes back to Patterson and really does things in the community and make sure I stay heavily involved in the city.
But you talked about your friend Mike doing it in Cleveland. Is it extra special to do it right here in your own hometown? Do you feel the difference? Is there a difference?
It's definitely a difference, because the fans get to see you more. People in your hometown get to see you a lot more. You're local. The games that come on are mostly Giants games because of the area. And they can come up to the games. They're only, Patterson's only about 15 minutes away. So it's definitely a different feeling, because, kids get to see you a lot more. They see more of you. So it was definitely a difference. Mike does a lot of things for Cleveland and a lot of things for Patterson as well. But it's different because he's so far away and he doesn't get a chance. A lot of people don't see him on TV because he's in Cleveland. But he's had a tremendous impact on the city as well. He does a lot of things for the kids in the summertime and in the off season. So, me and him are just good people to have for this city to look up to.